It's a big machlekes apoiskim. If someone davens with the shliach tzibur, mila b'mila, if it's called a tefillah b'tzibur or it's not called a tefillah b'tzibur. Person is late, wants to daven b'tzibur, but he missed the beginning of davening, so he wants to join to daven with the chazan, to say word with the chazan. The shail is if it's called a tefillah b'tzibur, if it's not called a tefillah b'tzibur. It's a very interesting machlekes. So I want maybe to bevar the inyan from the yesoid. Then we'll see all different shittas of the poskim. Nafkaminas. And the tool. And Simon Kuftes. And Orachayim. The tool says like this. Hanichmas lebeis haknesses. Someone comes into shul. Umotzo tzibur mispalalim. If he could start Shmonesre, velikmoir koidim shiagia shatz lekdusha, he's palal. If you could daven Shmonesre, and to finish Shmonesre before the shliach tzibur will get back to kedusha, v'imlav, if he can't manage to finish Shmonesre before the shliach tzibur will say kedusha, al ispalal. So wait in the middle of Birkas Krishma. So if a person sees that he could finish Monesre before the Shliach Tzibur will say Kedusha, he's allowed to start. But if he sees that he will not finish Monesre, so don't start. If he has to. Mishnah Berurah says, what do you mean he has to? So Mishnah Berurah says it could be two cases. He has to go somewhere. Okay, I have to know exactly. Oh, but he said go al Yisrael in a mistake. He said go al Yisrael, then he realizes they already started 5 minutes ago. Now, if he will finish Monesre, they already will be holding Chazal Hashatz. V'hizdamen lo'i shemagi ha-shliach tzibur le'moidim.
What?
Or it could be Zman Tefillah. So the halacha is like this. So what he will do? So the two, if it's the case that he had to start, so again, if you come to Davin, and then they're ready to hold your minimum Shmonesra. So Meikar Adin, if you know that you can't finish Shmonesra, if you can finish Monesra before the Shliach Tzibur will come to Kedusha, so you could have it. But if you know that you will not finish Shmonesra, wait till they say Kedusha. But if you had to start, so you'll say with the Shatz, Milo b'Milo, Morgan Avram, Ato Gibor, you say Kedusha. And even if you're saying the Kedusha in the middle of your Shmonesra, it's not a Hefsek. This is what we have in the two. So we have three halachas. If you come to shul, and they're in the middle of Shmonesre, and you know if you start Shmonesre now, when the shatz will be in Kedusha, you'll be in the middle of Shmonesre, you cannot start. You have to wait for it. But if you had to start, it's about tefillah, or the hasmer gula le tefillah. So say with the shatz, milo be milo, and you'll say Kedusha ve'ein ze hefsek. Zog de Rambo in Darke Moshe, mashma, the Yoiser Toiv would be to wait. Right? If you came and you see the Shliach Tzibur is the middle of Shmonesre, the Tzibur is the middle of Shmonesre, and if you will start Shmonesre now till you will do Chazor Sashatz, you will miss Kedusha. So better to wait. If you can't, so the Rambo, what do you mean? If you can't, then why? Poshta Eitzah. If the only middle of Shmonesre, wait till the Shliach Tzibur starts and start with him. Why are they telling you the best thing is wait till Chazor Hashatz and only after Kedusha start to daven? If you can't do that, you're rushing. You can't do that. So you could say with the Shatz. Mashma. דייסר טועם שלא אלא התחיל. אלו דים התחיל, יוי מרימו עם מילו במילו. זאת ברמוס, it's much, but it's not so good as aitze to say מילו במילו with the shots. וכן מוצאסי לכמון בסימן קוף חפדלת. When you open סימן קוף חפדלת, it's the same thing, you see the same problem again. צורך היוחד שלו להספל על אלה כדי יוכל לגמור קודם מה שיגיע השעץ לקדושה. ואם התחיל והגיע עם השעץ לקדושה, יהיה מראים אין להריץ לך וקדושה מילה במילה. ואם התחיל, משמע לכתחילה, you don't do that. This is what we have in the tour, solution of tour is משמע, that לכתחילה you don't do word by word with the shots. זוג דרמו, זה יש משמע. לכתחילה, we don't do מילה במילה in the shots. Only if you already had to start, you do מילה במילה with the shots. Now, this is the way we have the tour and we have the Darkei Moshe. Shulchan Aruch goes and he copies of the same thing. Shulchan Aruch already, it becomes more clear. And Kuftes. Same aloche. Seif Beitz. Now, the Mechaber is mashma you allowed to. Im matchi lispal lima shatz, if he davets with the shatz, כשמגיע השעץ לנקדישכו, יוי מראים מילו במילו. כל הקדושה. כשמזרמת says, if you have a נוסח ספר, you have to say ספר. If you have an אשכנז, you have to follow the shots. You don't stick to your נוסח, you stick to the נוסח of the shots.
Can you switch back the rest of
your shots? No, כמו ישו אימר, וכן יוי מראים מילו במילו. Word by word, you have to say with him. No, everything like the shots. אבל לכתחילה, זוג דרמו, לא יתחיל אחר שאומר קדושו, אלו שאם הוא צריך להתחיל, מכוח שעשו עיוורס, או כדי לסמוך גולו לתפילה, דין האוכל. דין האוכל. So the מחבר פסקנס להלוכה, you allow to dive over the shots word by word, The Ramo says, "Lekatchile, lo yatchil at acher shegomar hashatz kedusha, veokel hakodesh. Elo shim hutzrach leatchil mikoach shehasho iveres, you're allowed to." So the Ramo paskin it's bediyeved to daven with the shatz. So if you learn only two in Shulchan Aruch, say that it's a bediyeved ikar aloche. Now, why it's bediyeved? It's not nogeya to the shayla we start if it's called tefillah b'tzibur or not. I mean, what is the option the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambo gives you? Wait till the shatz says kedusha, and then start the daven. Then you're off completely. No tefillah b'tzibur. B'di'evet, if you want to daven with the shatz, you're allowed to. Why it's b'di'evet? We're not speaking now, if we ask the shayla we started, it's called tefillah b'tzibur or not. That we'll get later. The Shulchan Aruch says, you come in the middle of davening, wait till they get the Kedusha, answer, and then start the davening. But the Eved, if you're rushing already, you could start with the shots. Why is it the Eved? So the Elio, the Mogen Avrom, learns Pshat, why it's the Eved? The Darkei Moshe says, Ayin Kuf Chof Dalet. They make a mistake, Kuf Chof Hei, he fixes it. It's a Aloche that we don't keep. That in Kedusha, we don't say the whole Kedusha. We only answer Kodesh Kodesh, Imlech Hashem, Baruch, as a tzibur, Kahal v'Chazan. Today we say everything, yeah? We learn Kahal v'Chazan, the Chazan, Chaz is over. The real way is, the piece that says the Chazan, only the Chazan says. This is the right halacha. Zeish Pasuk Shulchan Aruch, Tzimen Kuf Chofei. No one does it, but Zeish Tein Shulchan Aruch, Tzimen Kuf Chofei, אין הציבור אין משליח ציבור נקדישכו, אלו שויסקים, ומחבדים למה ששליח ציבור אומר, עד שמגיע לקדושו, ואז הציבור אין עם קודש קודש. The same thing we don't say, עסקה לא עסקה, שמירה בו. ואפילו יש מיניין, ינעל אל האוטו. ויש מקילים והמיניג הנוכל כמו שגוי עשו שכנוך חי נוהג הגרו. ומכל מוקם המינג ביומנו שאימי מקל גם מקדש שמחו. בשער עשרים כדובר האומו. למה יש את המינג יש לדו את? We don't keep the Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down that the Ari HaKodesh brought down the Pikabole Baruch HaPiznal ושיימים לוי. למה יש לכלל ישראל דו את? זוג דו ליאור רבד בבלוך ובינסם דאר. Because the whole reason that the Ramos said not to say Kedusha, not to daven Milo b'Milo b'Dashatz, was because when you came to Kedusha, the Lashon is you have to say Milo b'Milo b'Dashatz. And it's an Aloha in Kedusha, you're not allowed to say Milo b'Milo b'Dashatz. You only have to answer Kodesh Kodesh Baruch Kvoid. So the main level is Aloha to say only Kodesh Kodesh Baruch Kvoid. If you daven, you have to say all of the words. And it's not like a tchila to say all the words. So better not to daven. As I didn't mention the Lord's Pshat. Now the reason the Ramos said not to daven with the shatz really was because as a halacha when you daven with the shatz you have to say every word. Yoimar milo milo. And lekatchila b'kedusha we don't say it. B'meile. Zog del Yorah b'val today we say it. So anyway we're not going to do this lekatchila. So why are we anyway not going to do this lekatchila? So b'meile this is the reason today Zog del Mishnebura you're allowed to daven lekatchila with the shatz. That's what everyone does, they daven with the shatz. This is the way the halacha changed. It's not nagei yet to the shalat tefillah b'tzibur. I want to be madgish. It's two noisim that are very mixed. One noise is that the Shulchan Aruch said when you come to a place, wait after the chazan says kedusha and then start to daven. Like, with the Eved Zog Beramo, you're allowed to daven word by word with the shatz. So the Mishnah Mogen Avraham, why? Why it's only with the Eved? Because ba'etzem is a halacha yomar milo b'milo with the shatz, and val is a halacha yomar milo b'milo with the shatz, and is a halacha in kedusha that we don't say milo b'milo b'shatz. V'meile yomar not a halacha. But if today we say anyway all the words, so meile it's not a problem. When I say pasuk mishnah bura b'shem del yorah ben tzivin kuftes. Now for sure this needs a pshat. I'm beloved this. If you know how to learn, what is the pshat? Why manavshach? If the right halacha is not to say word by word with the shatz, so why when you daven with the shatz, you have to say word by word with it? If it's better in kedusha not to say it, so don't say it. Now the answer is for sure that if you want to be yotze tefillah with the shatz milo b'milo, you have to follow the shatz completely, and b'meila you have to say the whole kedusha. You can't say only Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. You have to say the Dovah Dor. You have to say everything with the shatz. More from that, they explain why you have to say it with the shatz. Because if you're not saying it with the shatz, it's considered Yochid Shoimer Kedusha. See later, Rabbi Shafayashi will explain it. You have to say word by word. Some say a different reason, it looks like a hefsek. It's a hefsek. Feed that could be even if today we say everything, it's like a tchila, looks like a hefsek. The Meiri says if you say word by word, it looks like you're davening with the shatz, and b'meila it's mutter. So this is the halacha, to say word by word with the shatz, and then you're okay. Till here, it's a halacha that the Meisa Klal Yisrael started to feel like that. That everyone could daven with the shatz, and there's no problem if the Ramah that said like a tchila natu. If we find different reasons, maybe then it'll be changed. But as in the Mishnah Berurah paskens, there's the Levush Yisrael, the Leor Rabbe, the Yonah Dovi, and some learn different. Now I want to read two more Mishnah Berurahs that are very important to know before we start to go to the Shaila. So the Mechaber says, "Lekatchila yolar tadam b'dushatz." The Ramos said not to, but today things changed. We'll read a couple lines of Mishnah Berurah. Imatchil ispalim ha-shliach tzibur, so you say word by word with the shatz, right? Till where you say word by word with the shatz? Again, we're not holding in tefillah b'tzibur now. Right? The Ramot didn't let me to daven with the shatz. He told you have to wait till after Kedusha. And the Mechaber paskin, you're allowed to. So like this we paskin la-aloche. So imatchil ispalim ha-shliach tzibur, oimer imo milo b'milo. Zog dem Mishnah Berurah. פירוש שיאמר אימן הקדש לדור ודור עד הקל הקודש, ואחר כך יספל אל בפני עצמו. And later he could daven himself. So we should be able to daven to daven the whole thing, because then the omens and the moedim, things will work out. So ba'etzem as they state in all of the achronim, you have to daven word by word with him. As an argument, if you have to daven from the beginning word by word, or only in Kedusha you have to say word by word. But the poets can say, David, you have to say word by word with him till after Kedusha. Again, this is back to the halacha. If you're allowed to say, if you're allowed to daven with the shatz or not. The Rashba says, what would be if a person is davening Shmonesre and he's holding in Kedusha, and the Chazan says Kodesh Kodesh, but not from Kedusha. Says the Kodesh Kodesh from Uvel Etzir. So the Rashba, you can't say it. So the Mishnah Berurah, but if he says Kodesh Kodesh of Musaf, you're allowed to say it. But Mishnah Berurah, what is the difference? Both of them don't belong to davening. He says, yeah, this is a little bit belongs, this is not a little bit belongs. So it's machleke. Some say that every kedusha you can't say, only the kedusha that belongs to that davening you can say. Okay, but till here, this is the halacha that lemaisa is not so negiah, because lemaisa we paskin that you're allowed to say kedusha with the shatz, you're allowed to daven. Maybe later we'll get to maybe some machleke, some Chaim Knievsky, some poiskim, but this is the halacha pshuta. Came a new shaila in the achroyim. If a person davens with the shatz, it's called when he davens a tefillah b'tzibur or not. Again, every single we spoke now, no one mentions the shaila as a tefillah b'tzibur or not. Came poiskis maneinu, Moshe, Michas Yitzchok, and they had a shaila, it's called a tefillah b'tzibur or not. What?
My
nafkimina. Is a tefillah b'tzibur or not? Tell me you saw five nafkiminas.
What's the question?
You're davening in Shtiblach. You miss davening Betzibur. If it's feel Betzibur is good, if not, you have to go to the next minion. If you're Jewish, yeah? Second shaila. Is a halacha you're allowed to skip and davening to daven feel Betzibur? So you came late. Yeah? You came to Shtiblach, they're already holding in Yitzhak, you start to try, you put on your tefillin, okay, Shmoneh, the first shots already you missed. Now, you know, if you skip from Baruch Shomah till Ishtabach, you will make it for Chazal Zashat. You're allowed to skip or not? Stam, you're not allowed to skip. You're the Moshav, you're rushing to Seder. You're not allowed to skip. If you skip your tefillin, it's not Niskabal, you're Mahapal, the Tzinayas, it's Gehenna Mamish. It's the worst thing. Not only that, the king gets so angry. When a person comes to the king, and tells the king, listen, forget about what I want to talk about you. You ask him to listen about me, slach lonu. The king tells him, I'll kill you. So the king, well, please don't come to Davin. You come to Davin, that was a list, you know what you say. Thank you, king. Listen, the king doesn't make a difference. I just want to tell you, slach lonu, refrainu, a lot of money, goodbye. And this is like the this is called Mahapach HaTzinoides. Was a Seder to Meshaber the Melech before you ask the Bakashas. You're skipping the Shvach and you go to Shmonesre. Shmonesre is private, it's for us. Hashem says, don't daven like this. So if it's a halacha, you know, as an appointment by the king, you're allowed to go in. So if it's a tefillah b'tzibur, you're allowed to skip.
What about for Ken? If you don't skip, you'll make it together with the
Shach. Bidiyuk, we'll get to that. We made a Zogdu Buchacha, we'll get to that. If it's a tefillah b'tzibur, you're not allowed to skip for the first part. Because you don't have to. So we're holding in three. We'll stop. We'll say it. But it's fine enough. At least fine enough minutes to know the halacha is a tefillah b'tzibur. So as I the person on the shayl lechure zot the Moshe Feinstein. Before we start the list of the rayas of the achronim, that is a starker list. So the Moshe Feinstein, he doesn't understand how it could be a shayla bichlal. For sure it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. Because if it's a tefillah b'tzibur, why the Ramo paskins wait till the shatz finishes kedusha and then daven? But the Eved, if there's no time, you're allowed to daven word by word with the Shatz. Why but the Eved? If this is Tefillah Betzibul, the Ramah had to say, you have to daven word by word with the Shatz. Ari, the Ramah says, if there's no time, you're allowed to daven word by word. We pass it today, you're allowed to daven with the Shatz. But the Ramah started at the beginning, when you come to Shul and it's late, don't daven with the Shatz. Wait till he says Kedusha. But the Eved, if you're rushing, you're allowed to daven with the Shatz. And do the Kedusha with it. We explain today because anyway we say everything you're allowed to. Frankly, Moshe Feinstein, if it's called Tefillah Betzibul, so if you wait till the Shatz finishes and says Kedusha and then you will daven, you will not have a Tefillah Betzibul. Ein lecho tzerech godel mizeh to daven with the Shatz. It's muchach in this whole halacha that the Ramah and the Tur Paskin not to daven with the Shatz, to wait till after it. But with the Eved, they're masking that you're allowed to, that it's not a Tefillah Betzibul. There's no way to answer this raya. Second raya. Mishnah Berurah says you daven with the Shatz till after Kedusha. And then you daven on your own. How you can daven on your own? It's not a Tefillah Betzibul. The Teretz is, it's anyway not a Tefillah Betzibul. It's anyway not a Tefillah Betzibul. So, two rayas. First, answer what the Ramah told you not to daven with the Shatz, to wait till after the Shatz finishes. And only then to daven. Shabbishas Adchaki was matir. If it's, this is Tefillah Betzibul, so Alamon you will have to do that. Second of all, the fact that Mishnah Berurah said that you only have to daven till Kedusha and then. So here, Be'etzem, let me get Itzah to the Shaila and the Poesim. So Rav Moshe for sure passes like that, and he says, and no one knows how to answer the Rais of Rav Moshe. I don't know if we'll manage to answer them. But first we'll go into the Ikar Shaila. The Primagodim and Siman Nun Beis writes down, Oid ani ha'oni mistapek, im bola betakneses v'rosh yi'efshor shi'ispal min b'tzibu b'lachash, im neymar chazoros ha'shatz nami tfila b'tzibu, שרי מויסי שיין בוקי ויעשה על דרך זו לדלג כדי שיספל אל מילה במילה עם השץ מכל מוקרים זו גם מגבורם נראה שתפילה בציבור היינו בלחש כעס לא עם הצוסי מגבורם זה זידו זה נבראיה הזנתי העז על הצנת כל התפילה בציבור אז זה זאת פרימגודם So Rav Moshe says, I have three rayas in the halacha, I have a primagodim, it's not called the tefillah betzibul. Leumas them, the Eishel Avrom Buchacha, on the back, Eishel Avrom, the Buchacha, it's Eishel Avrom, from a Goni Moses, it's Eishel Avrom, this is Eishel Avrom Buchacha. He says it's a Tfilah Betzibul. Ein Sofek Shemispalim im Chazor Zashaz, Areizu Tfilah Betzibul. Ke Arei Yeshom Yud, Vehem Koini Mamesh. Uma Shemutar Ledalek, היינו איכון שאינו יוכל לספל עם השץ. But if you know that you could have in the shots, pass the butchacha, you're not allowed to skip. And even if we'll say, why no one written it? Because in that days, we didn't dive in with the shots because we had that problem with the Ramot. But today, that we dive in with the shots, you're not allowed. So here we have mamash a problem. If the Moshe is right, we have to skip for the first davening, and we're not allowed to skip for the shatz. If the buchacha is right, we're not allowed to skip for the first davening, like most of us do. But you're allowed to do it for the shatz. So this halacha is not, was it? It's a problem. Not like, okay, it's two tzedodim. Kimat negei bishachis. We're to skip if you're allowed to skip. So Rav Moshe himself brings down as a Likutei Chasam Sefer that I tell you that Rav Moshe Shtambuch has absolute the whole thing, but that Likutei Chasam Sefer Siman Gimel says that it's called a Tefillah Betzibul, and he says that he thinks that this is a bigger Tefillah Betzibul from Tefillah Belachash. Because Belachash, what is a tzibur here? Everyone does what he wants. With the Chasam, Rav Moshe says that he believes that it's not a Chasam Sefer, it's a Ziyuf, it's not a Chasam Sefer. Doesn't make sense. Three rayas from what we said before, Prima Godim, Chasam Sefer can't say. But Rav Ozner already brings down Chasam Sefer Al HaTeira says it in Parshas Vayikra. Chasam Sefer HaChadosh of Siman Dalet writes it down. It was the Chasam Sefer. So the Rav Moshe, he has another raya that it's not a Tefillah B'Tzibur. As Halacha Tesi says that when you daven and the Chazan is saying Kedusha, you're allowed to say Kedusha with the Chazan. Stop, you know, a person is davening and put the Chazan is davening also, he's allowed to say Kedusha. And it's not called Yochid Shoimer Kedusha. Fadi Moshe doesn't understand. Every time when a person answers Kedusha, why is it not called Yochid Shoimer Kedusha? So why when you daven in Shmoneh Esrei and you're answering with the shots, is it sad to call you Yochid Shoimer Kedusha? Taisa says, when you daven in Shmoneh Esrei and the shot says Kedusha, you could answer. And don't worry, it's not called Yochid Shoimer Kedusha. For the Moshe, why would it be called Yochid Shoimer Kedusha? Every guy answers in the shots. So Puk is also daven in Shmoneh Esrei Chutzida. He's daven in Shmoneh Esrei, and this 2 minutes, he's like the whole shul. When he's davening, he's not a part of the shatz tefillah. Everyone else is not davening now, belong to the shatz. He's in his own Shmoneh Esrei, he doesn't belong to the shatz. He's talking in his Shmoneh Esrei. He's saying Kedusha. So he says it's not called Yochid. But even though we call tefillah b'tzibur that he's a part of the shatz, for sure you can answer. The Meile Reb Moshe says, by him it's Poshe. That is not a tefillah b'tzibur. And he says, as a loshon hachazanish, the nochem yoiso, shayochid shenisacher ispale limashatz, velo yishma chazor shatz veispale lacharkach. Chazanish says, and Simon Yutes, if a person comes late to shul, don't say, I will listen to chazor shatz, and then I will daven. Daven with the shatz. So the Moshe, the Chazanish only said it's better to daven with the shatz from davening after it. As if it's better to daven in the same time that the tefillah tzibur is mispalalim, as the inyan to daven in the same time that the shatz tzibur mispalalim. So the same thing is the inyan to mispal bezman shatz tzibur mispalalim, as the inyan to daven with the shatz. But it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. And as they did, Moshe is the Achroe, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, and Shud Chavetzeles Ashore. And by Mele, they paskin these two chidushim la'aloche. It's not a tefillah b'tzibur, you're not allowed to skip for davening with the shatz. And you're allowed to skip for the first davening. Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, Paskins halfway like Rav Moshe. Then he says that you're not allowed to skip for davening with the shatz because maybe it's not called the tefillah b'tzibur. But lemaisa and he says legatchila you're allowed to skip to daven with the tzibur. But he says lemaisa it's called the tefillah b'tzibur. She says it's in a lower madrega. So he says, b'meile, better to skip to the regular tefillah. Better to skip to the regular tefillah. And he says, one thing he's masking, but the machmirim, that you're not allowed to skip for the tefillah ashatz. Le'umas them, everyone is choylik in this Rav Moshe. Every sefer, kivat. The Buchacho, we say, klo. Chasam Sefer, Eretz Atzvi, Min Chassid Tzchok, Shevet Alevi, מחסיד צחק יש בדייק לא שנה רמבה קייס התפילה בציבור איך עוד מספר אל בתשע שוימים so למעשה להלוך אל למעשה it's a big problem there is no real אחרוי in פויסקי זמננו what to do the נטייס הפויסקים is that it's called the תפילה בציבור and you're allowed to skip to it. This is the Ikar HaLocha. I'm saying again, it's hard to be machriya. I'm telling you what is mekubal. That you're allowed to skip for davening with the shatz, but you're allowed to skip to daven also with the first chazan. Not like the buchacha that said that you're not allowed to skip. We skip for both. Kilo, we try to get the first thing, and if we can't get the first thing, we're allowed to skip to the second thing. I want to tell you that by me it's pashut, he says. Don't skip for the second one and skip for the first one. He says this whole davening with the shatz is baba maisis. He says it's right on paper. But he says if it's no nine people that are mechavad to the brocha of the shatz, the Mishnah says it's a brocha of HaTorah. He says it's nai of Nedove. Every chazan doesn't do it. Anansadi, you know, so we have that Anansadi already that the kavona is there. Even though chazan will mechavan for us, that it's a nedava. But it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. So the Moshe says that he'll be scared even to do that because then he's saying kedusha in the middle of davening. If it's not a tefillah b'tzibur, so could be it's a hefsek that you're answering.
Say it aloud.
What?
Say it aloud.
Because nobody said it loud.
Why then did nine people hear
you? What?
Say it loud with the shots.
So?
Then nine people hear you.
It's not a tefillah b'tzibur, but down the whole Shmoneh Esrei down loud. So I'm sure, down the Shmoneh Esrei. Two chazanim. And again, they're not mechavet to the shots. The shots also down the loud, and no one listens to anything. So Zog Yemoyesh Feinstein, Yemoyesh Sternbuch, that is not so poshut, and it's called the tefillah b'tzibur. So he says to skip. I don't know, the skip is an iso. It's no head of the skip. Only if there's a real reason you're allowed to skip. You can't skip because you're rushing somewhere. So the mele, again, the meis, the meaning of the world is to skip to that. But Moshe Sternbuch says that the whole musig of skipping is very schwach. Very schwach, this whole musig of skipping. Almost like a skipping for the davening with the shatz. This is one halacha. I want to get back to it in a second. So another halacha. Maybe we get that halacha in a second. Maybe we go to turn halacha first. Till when it's called tefillah b'tzibur. The Hainu. The halacha is lekatchila, you have to start the daven together. If the oilam started the daven 2 minutes ago, so we have to have 10 people that start the davening together. On them it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. What would be if 10 people started the daven? And you come 5 minutes later, but they're davening yet. It's called tefillah b'tzibur or not? So Moshe Feinstein, and in Gris Moshe says, that he holds that it's called Tfilah B'tzibur. What is this cheshbon? So like Moshe Feinstein, every time when people daven, they're holding in the same place. So why is it called Tfilah B'tzibur? What makes it Tfilah B'tzibur? That they started together. So now it's the tzibur that started, and I'm starting later. What is the difference? So Moshe says like this. So Chelek Gimel Siman Dalet. ואיכות שלו היספיק להתחיל התפילה בשם הציבור, אלא באמצע, אם נחשבס פילוסיק התפילה בציבור. ניר לה נרזדהייתי פושו דנחשבס כמספלל עם הציבור. ואף כשהתחילו הציבור להספלל בשוב ונמי, הואים מספלל עם תפילה אחס. אלא זה רואים אל בעת הקודש, וזה ברפואינו, וזה בעל הצדיקים. יש מעריכים אשר רואים התפילה מספלל עם אחס שכבר לקה עשורת. אבל הפרמגודים, אני לא יודע כל זאת אומרת, תפילו בציבור עדיף ומניע את זה משהו שלו עם הודים, אני יוכל לגמור. עיקר לא יבוא ממש תפילה בציבור, דבו באמצע. הרי סייבר דהיין תפילה בציבור ממש אלו כשמתחיל בשוב עם הציבור. אבל הוא תומע, ומה ישנו תחילו עושה מסור, אבל הוא תומוע. ואולי שהוא תולי ברוי תפילה עושה שיתה עם הציבור. וכל אופן, גם בגודי מיידי, גם זה נכתב בציבור. צנד הזה לא מדרג. So the Meiler, Moshe says, it's a big machlekes. It's three sheetes that are mekubal. The Ishi Yisrael, the Marshal, as a Choshev Sevich, as Tfile, he says, kol zman that the Tzibur is holding in the first broche, v'yesh lehokel kol zman sh'arich zim shloshu broches rishaynos. Moshe lemaise, and most poiskim anoite, don't know why he doesn't bring them down there, that v'ikr is Moshe Shmones. So the Meiler comes out be'etzem, I think after we have this Rav Moshe, there's a big kula to daven today with the shatz. Because in most places, only if you have like a shvach minyan, there are like 10 people, or even you have 15 people, well, we'll take yeshiva smir. Yeah? You have more than 10 people. So you have a minyan yeshiva smir, lamazog and shachis, yeah? So 8,000 people, how much we have? Yeah? So now you come, you came late to davening. And you will daven with the shatz. You anyway have a tefillah b'tzibu, because there's a minyan mispalelim. Come to Shtiblach. Most times, me'ikar adin, you have a tefillah b'tzibu. Till some achronim will ask, so why be'etzem bichlal to skip? הרי זה תפילה בציבור. And I say that the Indian to start advice is so חושב, you'll have to skip even for that. כן, זיין. אבל בעצם you have to know that a person that is dabbling with the shots, if it's a minion, for sure he has on what to rely. דיינו, you're right that some are חוילק and it's a primigodim, אבל we say, ממה נפשך? We have a צעד that the תפילה בציבור is מצד השעץ. And even if the תפילה בציבור is done מצד השעץ, but the tefillah b'tzibur is mitzvah that you have people that are davening it. Some say that even if... Now, it's a big argument. Reb Moshe has mashma that you have to have 10 people davening. Then, if you come 10 minutes late, but 10 people are davening it, it's called tefillah b'tzibur. They say, b'shem lechazanish, that even if one of them is davening it, you can catch up. But this is already a very vital sheet. But I'm saying, I think if you come to a place that is people are davening, so you write that it's a shayla, and you're davening with the shatz, you for sure have on what to rely that it's called the tefillah b'tzibur. Because you have, okay, Enoch Nami, Reb Moshe says, someone said like this, if the fear of Moshe, then Reb Moshe holds that it's not a tefillah b'tzibur, or Reb Moshe holds that if they're davening, it's called tefillah b'tzibur. And we're not going to Reb Moshe, you're saying all the other points again, that with the shots, it's called Tfilah B'tzibur. So Enoch Nami, I'm saying, Mekenesh Machri Azayin in every case, Boivin Vadai. But I'm saying, if you have these both of the Tzirufim, it's a Vadai and what to be Soymech, to call it the Tfilah B'tzibur. Now, as one more Shaila, that the points can clear, what is called Tfilah B'tzibur? There's again big machlekes. What if you have six guys that didn't daven and four people that daven? So you could mitzar of them and you could daven. That's the halacha. It's called a tefillah b'tzibur or it's not called a tefillah b'tzibur? It's called a tefillah b'tzibur or it's not called a tefillah b'tzibur? What?
It is.
Where's the tefillah b'tzibur? It's not.
Why
it's a good question. It doesn't make it tefillah b'tzibur. We say chazal z'shatz. You also say chazal z'shatz. It's not tefillah b'tzibur. How you do chazal z'shatz? You have to have 10 people, but the Moshe says it's not tefillah b'tzibur. The shatz is davening and is listening. Bidiyuk. So, exactly the same achlekes. Lemais is a stir in the Mishnah Brura, but this is the Vikuach. Some say it's mitzarev that they could answer. Like Chazor Sashatz. This you ask him, Lamazon, a couple of people go out. You bring three more people and they answer, and you hear the Chazor Sashatz. Because you need 10 people to hear the Dabosh of Kedusha. So Avada, you could say Dabosh of Kedusha. But the Shail is, maybe it's not called Tfilah B'Tzibur. Maybe it's not called Tfilah B'Tzibur. Lemaise, it's not clear. It's a stir in Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish says that by day, Shachis and Minchet will be called Tfilah B'Tzibur, and Ma'ariv it will not be called Tfilah B'Tzibur. And the Chazanish explains why. He says, by day, Chodshin Chazor Sashatz, these four people will listen. So, with davening, and the Chazor Sashatz is one part of davening. But he says, by Ma'ariv, what makes these four people to make Tfilah B'Tzibur? Why four people that are standing there are called Tfilah B'Tzibur? So it's Bavuz that the Welt, Lagabi Shachis and Minche, the Olam normally thinks Bok Vakeh, Shachis and Minche, you have to daven. Again, to answer, you're allowed to, like Atchila, say, Kaddish, Chazor, Sashatz, one of six people. So it's a machlekes if it's called Tfilah B'Tzibur or not. But by night, Chazanish musmach very much that it's not called the daven Tfilah B'Tzibur. What is the nafkimin a lot of times? We have six already. But it's not a Tfilah B'Tzibur. But, I think, I don't know, maybe Ramosha said it. So the Moshe by Ma'ariv, or the same thing by Shachris, La'aloch el-Ma'is, I don't like to say kules, but La'aloch el-Ma'is, the Moshe, you come to a place that there's no minion. It's only six people. But you know, till you get to Shmon Esre, the other people will come. And they daven quick, yeah? So you're allowed to start the Katchile the davening with six people. Same thing by Ma'ariv. You start the Ma'ariv, you need Shmon Esre Tzibur. You don't need Birkas Krishma with Tzibur. Again, you need 10 people to start the daven together. But if you start the Ma'ariv, and you know, they will join you. The Moshe's Nagia, a lot of times, you have a Shabbat brachas, two guys went to the bathroom. You want to start, right? Two guys in the bathroom. So you, two guys, they daven. So now we're starting. Till we get the Shmoneh Esrei, these two people.
If you start davening Sfarim, you have to say Kaddish before.
What?
If you davening Sfarim, you say Kaddish before. Before
Rav. Lama doesn't make a difference.
You can say Kaddish before.
I said you could. With six and four, you could say Kaddish. You need it for Tfilah B'Tzibur. You need it for the Tfilah B'Tzibur. For the Tfilah B'Tzibur, they could join you later. For the Tfilah B'Tzibur, they could join you later. They don't have to join you inside. Now, as one Mishaile, it's interesting, it's Machlekes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and another Poiskim, it's very Negea Lemaise. You started to daven without the Shatz. You started to daven. You came to Shtiblach, you thought that I just started a second ago. You were holding in the middle of Ato Gibo, Noch the Mashi Baruch, Noch the Mit Mechaim Meisim, and Pitom, you hear the Chazan starting. You're allowed to slow down, to meet him in Kaddish, what most people do. The Isha Yisrael brings down, I forgot the name, he brings down not to do it, that it's also to do it, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky is making. And I want to explain what is the Shaila. Be'etzem we said again that the Halacha is, if you daven mila bebila with the shatz, you're allowed to. Or if you're not davening mila bebila with the shatz, you don't belong to the shatz. You don't belong to the shatz. You're not a part of the tefillah of the shatz. So while you're not a part of the tefillah of the shatz, it's a hefsek in the middle of davening. It's a hefsek in the middle of davening. Don't wait. Don't wait. Chaim Kanievsky says that Lemaise, after we pass in the Katchila, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to wait, and to say it together with the Shatz. He means that a lot of poets can not do. Lemaise is niskaber and developed the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky says to do it. It's niskaber and developed that you're allowed to do it. Now, you have to know another zach. That if you want it to be a tefillah b'tzibur, it's only if you finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei Milah b'Milah. So, there's a sefer that came out called Libun Aloche. He tainas against all the skippers that skip to daven with the Chazal Hashatz. The whole thing is he's against skipping to Chazal Hashatz. So he says, okay, even if we don't pass in Reb Moshe, he says the Mishabur brings down, you're not to skip. But he says the most of a person that is daven bechavone, is not mechuyav to skip. Meikar Adin is better to daven bechavone, back and forth. He says, a lot of poskim said that if you cannot daven, if you have to daven bechavone, you're not mechuyav to skip. You're not to daven keseida. So he tainas, if you skip and you have to daven word by word with the shatz, and you're davening in shtiblach, that you have to hold on to the shatz, not to fall, avad is no heta, is no inyan to skip. The whole shaila is to skip sukkah nezimah, to say it slow, to daven. But if the tefillah alein is on kavaneh, avad is no inyan to skip, and there's no heta to skip. Says the shaila is you're allowed to skip because some poskim hold even skipping pesukah nezimah is better not to, better to say bechavane, and some say no, you're allowed to skip the daven shmoneh esrei betzibur. But to skip the daven chazal hashatz, that you can't daven a word and you have to rush with the shatz. So he wants to say that if you're davening in shtiblach, avad not to skip. Again, he says, "Metzarif Reb Moshe, that's not called tefillah b'tzibur. Metzarif Reb Moshe, that's not called tefillah b'tzibur." And not to skip. So I'm saying, I don't know. What is very mekubal in a lot of places that people do is they start with the shatz and after kaddish they leave the shatz. Yeah. So basically, this is nish ois gehalten bichlal. Because if you don't daven word by word, it's not tefillah b'tzibur. But if the Reb Moshe, the heter is because you anyway have tefillah b'tzibur. Because 10 people are davening. But again, so then you don't have to know if you have to skip bichlal. If you're lying in that tzibur, you don't have a heter to skip. So a person has to know. So I think if we're misakim the halacha lemaisa is like this. The people that follow Reb Moshe and Evi Zach don't skip for tefillah b'tzibur. And for sure, lekatchile not to rely on it. But when a guy comes to shtiblach, and he says, oh, I'll have this minion with the shatz. We have to know that Reb Moshe and a lot of boys involved is not called a tefillah b'tzibur. But Me'ikar Adin, you could rely on it. And Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to really daven in a place to be serving and to daven with it, with the shatz. If you have to skip davening for that, it becomes, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and that you'll be choishesh, that maybe it's not a tefillah b'tzibur, and not to skip to that. A. B. We have a Moshe Sternberg that says that if you don't think that there's a million of people that are mechaven, you have to know that it's not called a tefillah b'tzibur. So I think in shtiblach, I don't know if you could rely on the shatz. I don't know if you can rely on shatz. In shiv, you have 8,000 people, so mistam, you have 10 mechavenim. But in shtiblach, when you have all different visitors that come in and out, could be it's not called a tefillah b'tzibur. Rabbi Moshe Sternberg says, but for sure not to skip for that. So again, the Welt does it. But you have to know, Sinishta Zay Poshet, to rely on it, Lemaise.